All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, April 30th of 2025. And looking ahead here, there was a 4 or 5 game early slate, depending on what site you were playing on for MLB today. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. There is a 9 game MLB main slate later this evening. And then over in the NHL streets, we have a 3 game main slate. And then we have a 2-game main slate for NBA. So plenty of DFS action coming at you guys. We also have golf teeing off tomorrow morning, so I'm sure a lot of people are building their golf lineups today / tonight. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in 1 of 3 ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up here. And then let's bring some questions from the Discord over into the YouTube chat. And we will get rolling. So a couple questions here from Ron. Knock these out. And let's just bring them in one at a time. These all kind of seem to piggyback on each other. All right, all right. Okay, this last one's not a question, it's a response. But I think we got a pretty good place to start here. So I'm going to read through all of these, and then we'll kind of break them down into smaller bits and chunks. So at the beginning, on the starter plan, is it better to not make any adjustments and just run build lineups 15 to 30 minutes before lock? And if so, how do I upload my lineups to 20-plus reserved lineup spaces on handheld? I just want to at least be able to compete. I'm not even cashing small change. I'm on the starter plan. And other than tapping build lineups or running the optimizer, what can you do to get a lineup that will possibly cash anything or even score higher than 360 fantasy points? It's the same thing every day. People with SaberSim avatars and another company's avatars in the top 25. So it's pretty clear to me that if you have the starter plan, your lineups don't stand a chance of competing against someone that can test their lineups in a sim. So what adjustments or filters or anything can be adjusted? Or am I wasting time hitting build lineups and hoping for the best? Followed by on the starter, kind of similar on the starter plan, other than hitting build or using the optimizer, what can be done or adjusted to where I can get a lineup for NBA slate that will compete with others from SaberSim who have ultimate. Okay, so I'm glad I kind of understand what sport we're talking about, because I was going to do an MLB, but let's go over to NBA, right? They mentioned kind of NBA at the end here. So why don't we go over to today's NBA slate? We'll do a starter demo. And we'll kind of talk about this. So a number of like smaller questions within bigger questions. We're going to just kind of poke around here. So first one is, they mentioned, how do I upload my lineups to 20 plus reserved lineups on handheld, right? So talk about like a phone, things like that. If you go over to the top right corner, you go to help. In SaberSim tutorials, we have this video, how to enter your lineups into your contests on mobile/phone. So this has different tutorials for DraftKings, for FanDuel, showing you how to do it on a phone, right? So I'll drop that here in the YouTube chat. That's first kind of smaller question I saw here. Second part, is it better to not make any adjustments and just run build lineups 50 to 30 minutes before lock. In my opinion, and I got to remove this again. In my opinion, no. You know, I don't think you should just wait 15, 30 minutes before lock, wait for lineups to be confirmed, hit build, and then just kind of hope for the best, right? I don't really think it works like that. You know, in my opinion, this is kind of what you should do. And this is what exercise that like Andy, who, you know, is the CEO, had me do like a long time ago. And I found it like pretty insightful. So what you should do, sit down to build, right? You're going to sit down and build your lineups for today. You're going to write down everything that you do. Okay. You can write it down on like, with like a, you know, pen and paper. You can write it down on like a Word doc, write it down somewhere, right? Don't even think about it. Just write it down. Now, after the slate ends or when you have some time, go back and say, hey, you know, why did I do every single step, right? And if you're noticing that you kind of don't really understand why you're doing something, kind of two ideas, right? It's like, one, well, I'm doing it because the coach told me to, right? Okay, well, that's okay. But, you know, maybe there is like some documentation, there's some YouTube videos or something that will kind of help you understand why, or maybe you could ask questions, right? Like, okay, I'm using mini uniques because you guys told me to. Like, why am I doing that, right? You basically want to be able to justify every step that you're taking, and you want every step to be important, right? And what I learned is that some steps I had stronger reasons for doing, some steps I had weaker reasons for doing. The weaker reasons I kind of cut out. And the reason for that, well, what that does, right? One, saves me time in like my day-to-day life too. And, you know, commitments outside of DFS. But then two, it gives me more time to focus on the things that I'm good at. So that way I'm never rushing it. That way I can maybe dig a little bit deeper and add more higher value and spend more time doing that, right? So the two kind of things that you get from that. And then the next thing that happens, right, is that you should definitely add this to your process if you're not doing it every single day. If you're, especially if you're playing on DraftKings, you should be reviewing yesterday's contest, right? Okay, I played the 25-cent 20 max. You know, how did I do? Go and look at your sim ROI. Go and look at the sim ROI of other users in the contest, right? We did this a little bit earlier in the week. Let me, that's not what I meant to do. I meant to do this. We did like a pretty cool segment. I think somebody's asking like, hey, like, you know, you guys say review stuff in Flashback and use it, but like, what are you actually looking for? And like, we just went and did that and we got like some basic takeaways, right? So I think that was on Monday's show. Let me see if I can find that. Yesterday, day before, I'm almost positive it was like at the end of Monday's show. And in case you guys didn't know, our past shows, like if you go into our past live streams, all of the things are timestamped, like all the different discussion points and stuff. So this one here at the bottom, this, what is the best way to utilize Flashback? What is valuable to take away? We just spent like 9 minutes looking in Flashback at like top sim ROIers and trying to gain ideas that we can use. Like if we go up to help and then we go to SaberSim tutorials, how to use contest Flashback, right? This is like another good video. This is all like the review and like extra time that it, you know, we think is valuable to spend like learning how to do these. Say it again. So not only are you like writing down your process, right? Okay, you're writing it down, great. And then you're reviewing your results. And then you are either adding or subtracting from that process document that you have down, right? Okay, some of these things I'm doing, maybe they're not working. You know, my sim ROI is not that good. I see other users doing this. I'm going to add these steps, right? Like you'll see it kind of in that segment. Like, okay, you know, maybe I need to raise my minimum salary. Maybe I need to care less about this thing. Maybe I need to care more about value for pitchers, right? Like those are some things I remember us talking about. So you iterate, you slowly update that document, you know, making it a little bit better each day. And then you get to a point, right, where you're entering positive sim ROI lineups. You're, one of the best users in the contest. And now you're kind of just like doing bankroll management, contest selection, trying to get to the point where you start to realize your equity, right? But, you know, this happens in DFS. DFS, you know, the reason that they're able to have these contests where people are winning, you know, really high prizes every day is because the contest payout structures are like so top heavy, right? It's like, this is like a graph of like bankroll simulations that we did for a winning player in MLB, right? So this person played the $4.20 max every single day. They had an expected ROI of 20% and they played for 160 days. Okay. So what we found, right, is that this winning player is only profiting 6 to 8 days in a calendar month playing every single day. So they're losing 22 to 24 days. But see, the thing with DFS, right, is that a lot of like other forms of gambling, like poker, like sports betting, props, and things like that, those graphs are usually like a little kind of like mountainside, like slow climb up, down, up, down, up, down. But DFS is like big spike, and then you lose for a long time until you hit your next big spike, and then your next big spike, right? These are like all those days in between where, you know, you're losing, right? You're like win, lose, 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 win, right? That's kind of the goal. And this red line is like kind of my favorite example from this experiment is like this winning player, you know, loses for like 140 days. And they're just like, I'm entering good line. You know, imagine like just the grind, right? Every single day I'm losing and I just can't seem to win. And, you know, I'm entering good lineups. And why am I not profiting from my sim ROI? And like all those questions and all those doubts, right? And then you have like one big win at the end of the year. And when you look at the season, you know, you probably have a profitable season, probably have a good ROI, but like that day-to-day grind just probably feels terrible, right? So That can happen, unfortunately, right? There's obviously a lot of bankroll simulations where this winner wins and they win a lot sooner, but then there's some where they win like later in the year, right? And that those things do happen in real life. So not to say like, what I'm saying is like, you could be experiencing something like that. So you don't know. We're only a month into the MLB season. Also, you know, also got to remember that. I think the first slates were end of March and it is April 30th, right? MLB is going to go May, June, July, August, September, right? We still have 5 months left in the MLB season. So that goes to show like how early it is. You know, it is, if you think about it, like from like a game perspective, right? Like a football game, you know, we are still in the first quarter, right? There are 6 months and we're not even through one of them. So that is less than, you know, one out of four, which would be a quarter in a football game. So it's the first quarter and there's 3 minutes left. You know, think about it like that, or think about it like in NBA terms, right? Like how early are we? So that's why, you know, contest selection, bankroll management is super important. You want to get to the end of the game, right? You want to get all the way to September and you know, following our profit plan, playing 2.5 to 5% of your bankroll, on slates and, you know, managing your risk and diversifying, all of that is to try and help you get to the end of the year. Okay. So talked like process stuff, talked like winning expectations here, talked about mobile. Let's talk about, you know, this is like an interesting point too. You know, seeing like a lot of SaberSim avatars, like in the lobby and stuff, you know, like a high volume player once told me, he's like, the people that you see where you see their name, like at the top of the standings a lot are also the people entering the most money, like every single day. And just kind of like a good way to just think about like, you know, everyone's kind of like running their own race, right? Like it doesn't really matter. Like if you see, you know, Matt, like ship an MLB GPP again, right? It only matters like if you're getting better, right? Like, hey, are you better than you were yesterday? And if the answer is yes, then you're doing the right thing, right? It's really, you know, discouraging. Look right, look left. And you see like people, but like their journeys are different, right? You're on your journey. You are where you are. You just got to worry about getting a little bit better each day. And then all of a sudden, one day you're going to look back and you're going to be way further along than you are, right? So that's like another big thing. Let's do a build demo on Starter. I think this is probably the next step. I'm reading through these questions again. I think we're about ready for a build demo on Starter. Okay, so two-game NBA main slate today. Now, let's talk about this. We're going to make two small adjustments to projections. And we're going to build 500 lineups. And the only other thing I would consider doing here is like setting a very small projection filter, right? So like if you want to come in here and say, I don't want to even consider players under like 7, like there's like a little bit of a drop off, or maybe even like a little bit higher, right? Between like 8 and 11, you know, just something super small. I would probably use 5 here. Personally, my proj greater than 5. Cause like part of this is like just having like a little bit of a feel. Like I've seen Jordan Goodwin play, you know, I've seen Gabe Vincent play, I've seen Vanderbilt play, I've seen Nikhil Alexander Walker play, right? So, you know, it's a two-game slate. One of these players could, you know, end up being impactful. So I'm going to leave it, you know, Vanderbilt also has like a 5% ownership. Goodwin has like 5% ownership. I don't really want to get rid of those guys, but you know, Jackson Hayes, 1%, you know, some of these other guys, 0% and stuff, super low projections. These guys have a lot of like do not participate risk. So I like this where it is, you know, you don't have to do this, but it's something you could consider. I'm not going to set any rules or anything. So here I'm going to leave minimax salary at default. I'm going to leave the sliders at default and I'm going to kick this off. Okay. So set these lineups run. All right. Lineups are finishing. Cool. So we are in the post build. Let's just cancel this contest sim. We're not going to need it. Cancel. Yes. Okay. Get stuff there. All right. So we're sorting by Saber Score. Big thing with Saber Score, right, is always come in here and select the correct entry size for the contest you are primarily optimizing for. Okay. So like here, for example, it'll correctly designate to small slate versus large slate on its own. Small slate, 2 to 5 games, large slate, 6 or more games. But it is up to you to come in here and figure out what the best size is, right? What the correct one is. 10K to 50K is like the biggest kind of gap. So that's why it defaults to that, should capture a lot of good contests. But maybe you're playing something a little bit bigger, right? Okay, I come in and I switch it to 50K plus. All right, cool. So this is like the part where I was talking about like, okay, you don't want to just do this 15 minutes before, you know, click save and then just kind of go from there, right? I don't think that's the right thing to do. I'm not sure I did. Oh, I just scrolled down. That's what I did. I was super confused. All right. So I'm going to scroll back up here, right? Sorting by Saber Score. I really recommend having an average projection aggregate metric. I have learned that this is good through studying contests and contest flashback, right? Like, hey, in NBA specifically, there definitely tends to be some type of projection floor that you need to stay between. You don't need to have the highest projected lineups, but like, for instance, you know, maybe you need lineups between 260 and 265, right? You notice a ROI drop-off in the post-contest sims when users are submitting 258, 257, right? Their average score falls within those ranges, and then they tend to do worse, right? So that's something I've noticed is important. So I never want to sacrifice too much projection from my baseline. All right, come in here. Projection aggregate metric, sorting by exposure. I like to see this leverage and pool columns, right? And then now I'm going to try and get some diversification, right? Also, I'm going to scroll down here, and I don't want to go too far down in my set of lineups. And the reason for that, especially with SaberScore, there isn't like a very clear number like, hey, SaberScores below X points are negative ROI. There isn't like that definitive marker, but you can clearly say like ROI less than zero is bad, right? So what I've noticed is that when you run the contest sim and you set an ROI filter, usually trashes anywhere from like 40 to 50% of your lineups. So here you should try and stay in the top 25 to 50% to kind of be safe, right? So that's why we always kind of want to know how far any adjustments are taking us down our pool. But now I'm going to start trying to get some diversification, right? Spread out some risk, spread out some exposures. So I start increasing it from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3. We started with 263.9 projection. I think it's okay to drop like a couple points. Like I'm not concerned about 262.2, right? I think that's okay. But if I go further, see, like there's a really big drop from like 3 to 4 where I get down to 258. So now we're already down like 5 points projection. Part of this is because it's a 2-game slate. There's not as many players in the player pool. So what I would do here, right, is, okay, I see a big drop. I go backwards. Now I go look at my leverages and my exposures and figure out, do I like these? Like, are these too much risk for my risk tolerance, right? Okay, come in here. I got some double-digit leverages, got a lot of leverage on LeBron James. How do I feel about this, right? Well, you could use other markers. Like, hey, LeBron's pool percentage is higher than his ownership. That means that even, not even in our 20, but in our 500 lineups, he's coming up more than his ownership kind of shows. So that means, like, Saberson thinks he's a really good play. You know, if this is too much for you, there's a couple options, right? Okay, well, I could just change his max exposure with one click, right? Okay, maybe I drop him from 80 to 60, 65 where the other players are. Click apply. My average projection only went down like 0.2, right? When I went from 3 to 4, the average projection went down to 258. So if I'm okay with everybody else except LeBron, well, I could just change LeBron and it has less of an impact on my average projection. That seems kind of like a better option here, right? But maybe you're looking at this, you're like, you know what? There's just way too many players overall with double-digit leverage. I don't want to be this leverage on this many players. Okay, then you could sacrifice the projection for the diversification. But at least at this point, you're making that decision a little bit more consciously. LeBron is the only player over 20% leverage now. All the other players are 10 to 20 range, and this is like a lot flatter. So these are your options, right? You got to figure out which one speaks to you the most, which one vibes with, you know, your kind of player profile as like a DFS player, and go with that. But you have a lot of different routes you can take. All of this is good risk management. The other thing, right, is, hey, how far down in my pool am I? Okay, at 4 uniques, I'm at 189. Okay, this is still within the top 250, right, which is half of 500. So I really wouldn't want to go further than this. If I wanted to prioritize higher ranked lineups, could be a reason to stay at 3. You know, pros and cons to everything. Me personally, I would stick at 3, but it is possible that, it's totally fine if you want to go 4. You know, that's a very viable option. So this is how I'd be building lineups on Starter. And then tomorrow, before I look at tomorrow's games, guess what? I load this up. First thing I'm going to do, go and study these lineups, see if I can find anything that I might have missed, any adjustments I want to make, update my process sheet, do it again the next day, right? That is how you iterate and get better over time. But that's our Starter demo for the day. All right. Keeping it rolling. I am Rice said, thank you for what you do, Andrew. If we have Ultimate through an affiliate, are we able to access Saber School and any Ultimate-only videos? Good question. I don't know for sure off the top of my head. If you're trying to access them and you don't see them, send us an email, support@sabersim.com, and we can figure out the answer to that question. So I'd probably have to ask around a little bit to get like a definitive answer, but just emailing us and we'll start the conversation and we can go from there. All right. Austin asks, how do I delete a contest that I uploaded? Good question. So let's say you register for a contest, you upload your entry file to SaberSim, and maybe you don't want to play that contest anymore. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to end up playing this, right? So you withdraw, right? Okay. So first thing I did, I came in here, I brought in the file. Second thing I'm going to do is once you bring in a file, I know I uploaded a file here earlier, so we're going to hop over here. Once you upload a file, that green upload contest button goes away. And then it looks like this. It says download entries, and then it has this up arrow. This up arrow is how you overwrite an entry file. It allows you to bring in a new file, and then it will overwrite the entries and take any contests away, add any new contests in this next upload. So just click this up arrow and bring in a new file. All right. Deshaun said, how many points are you willing to sacrifice on projected score when using Sim ROI? Good question. You know, I was doing this one, right? I was at like 263 and I was like, okay, 262 feels okay, but 258 maybe feels a little bit too much. It's a little bit subjective, but like 5 points for me felt like a lot, you know? So I'm a little bit more comfortable sacrificing like 2 to 3 points, you know, maybe 4. But when I get into like 5, 6 territory, it feels like a lot. So I would have to make a very conscious decision that I'm okay sacrificing, you know, 5 to 6 points to lower the risk profile of my lineups. But for me, you know, generally, like I'd say like 2 to 4 feels kind of okay. After that, it's a little much. All right. A lot of good follow-ups here. Austin said, thank you. You're welcome. I think we are all caught up here and we knocked out a starter slate demo. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.